Finance ministers at yet another one of those G20 meetings will meet next week. We'll discuss a Robin Hood tax, a tax on financial transactions. It probably won't go anywhere. But Republicans like Paul Ryan disagree with progressive politicians like Senate candidate Elizabeth Warren in Massachusetts, who believes that wealth needs to be redistributed by any means necessary.
There is nobody in this country who got rich on his own. Nobody. You built a factory out there, good for you, but I want to be clear, you moved your goods to market on the roads the rest of us paid for.
Yep.
You hired workers the rest of us paid to educate.
This is what I call the fatal conceit of progressivism. It's upside down. It's the presumption that money and wealth made and created in America is the government's unless they benevolently expend it back to people.
Unless they bring it back to people. The first crazy lady you saw is Elizabeth Warren, who wants to be a senator from Massachusetts. The second guy you saw, the more sober of the two, was Congressman Paul Ryan. Will new taxes on the rich solve anything? Here now to discuss is Matt Welsh. Matt Welsh, Reason Magazine editor-in-chief. All right, Matt, welcome back to Freedom Watch. It's always a pleasure. What do you make of Elizabeth Warren's comments that everybody who succeeded in doing anything in the United States of America has been successful because of the government, and therefore they owe the government money for that success?
I think it's the best advertisement I've seen in a long time for limiting the size and scope of government. It's terrifying. If the people who have the power to confiscate our money, to spend it how they see fit, to regulate us, to put us in jail, if those people think that government, that individual success depends on the government rather than vice versa, then there's no upward limit on what sacrifices they are going to ask of us, impose on us. This is the kind of mindset that leads to a military draft, that leads to the selective service, which we still have shamefully in this country, and for calls for national service and things like that.
It's
wrong and it's terrifying.
This is what's confounding to some extent, Matt, about the young people demonstrating around the country. As you know, we sent our producers, some of whom you know, down there to interview them. And I got happy when they said end the war, and happier still when they said end the Fed. I was hoping they'd say end the IRS, but they're not. They want the IRS to take wealth and redistribute it. They don't understand that the problem is not too much capitalism. The problem is not enough capitalism, that their opportunities in the future have been taken away because of crony capitalism, because of the government picking and choosing winners and losers. And they seem to feel that the government should now pick more winners and losers and that the winners should be them.
The Venn diagram of Occupy Wall Street and the Tea Party movement, the thing that people agree on, and it's worth talking about, is that crony capitalism. It's that bailing out rich people's mistakes. This is wrong. It's immoral. It causes all kinds of economic troubles. It's what we should be focusing on, letting people fail, especially the largest and most well-connected organizations, corporations, and government agencies as well, letting them fail, as opposed to trying to figure out how to kind of graft bailout economics onto the individual level, which a lot of people are advocating, unfortunately.
Matt, make for all of us the argument that successful people do not owe their success to the collective society, to the government, to the people that were here before them and stood on the sidelines and watched.
I would put it this way. When Martin Luther King stood up on the National Mall, he did not quote in that speech John F. Kennedy's inaugural address, talking about to ask not what you can do for your country, but or what your country can do for you, but what you can do for your country. He quoted the Declaration of Independence, which talks about our inalienable rights as a foundation of what we're talking about, as an ideal that we should keep going towards. It is the notion that the rights exist with us and that government exists to protect those rights and not cross the boundaries. Elizabeth Warren has it exactly backwards.
I sometimes get a kick out of people like Paul Ryan, and I like him very much as a person. He's charming, intelligent, and a serious thinker. But when George Bush was in the White House, he voted for TARP. He voted for both of President Bush's stimulus programs. He voted for the Patriot Act. Now we have a Democrat in the White House and he votes against that stuff. Can we rely on what the Paul Ryans say? Or is it only the small government types like John Duncan and Ron Paul, who frequently visit the show, that we can rely on?
I think we can rely on an almost nobody out there. Ron Paul and Rand Paul are close to about the only people that you can truly rely on. The fact is, power corrupts, and when your team is in power, you vote for that team, period. There are very few principled politicians out there, and we need to stop, as consumers of politics and victims of politics on some level, we need to stop with this hero complex, expecting these leaders to do anything for us worth a damn. We need to create our own reality, our own freedoms, and part of that is to recognize not that you can't depend on these guys.
Matt Welch, it's a pleasure. Thanks for joining us.
Thank you, Judge.